So, Daf Chesam and Aleph. Daf Chesam and Aleph. Sofim Daf Chesam and Aleph. We started yesterday a new sugya. A comet found on the mound of stone. A comet found on the a wall that collapsed. Is Vaday comet there or not? A quick recap of what we had yesterday, and then we'll take it further in the Gemara. We had a Mishnah that said clearly that comet that's found under a Mapelis. If you know there's comet under Mapelis, then you have to clear away the stones, unless the stones are 3 tefachim high over the comet. That means if the comet is buried under 3 tefachim, then you do not need to do anything, because then it's as if it's mevu'ah. It's as if it is destroyed, removed. So you do have to do a bittul still, that's midrabanan, because maybe it'll get uncovered. But be careful. Comets found under, comets is buried 3 tefachim deep. You don't need to do, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's destroyed. Yet we found on the Chesam Ad Aleph, a Gemara that said, if you have comets that's in, under a buried wall, a wall fell down, and you have comets buried under that wall, we had a Gemara that said, you don't need to do Bdika. You know why? Not because as if it's destroyed. The reason why you don't need to do Bdika is because there's a danger of a krovin, of scorpions there. Could be scorpions in that, those holes. And therefore, don't put your hands under, between holes on the rocks, because it could be a danger there. So Taita asked the Kasha, why do you need to come onto a danger? We know already, something buried is kemavua. It's as if it's destroyed. So why do you need to come onto the fact that it is a danger? To which Taita answered, that we're talking about, sorry, to which the Gemara answered, sorry. The Gemara answered, so that was Gemara's question. So Mr. Gemara answered that we're talking about that there's less, it wasn't buried so deeply. It was only buried less than 3 tefachim under the rubble. It means the dog could have dug it up. So it's not kemavua. It's not kemavua. And therefore, Menachem said, you have to get rid of it. Chazal said you don't need to because of the danger of a krovin, of scorpion. To which Tosfos now asked the Kasha, if you're telling me that even less than 3 tefachim, you don't need to deconscribe it because of the risk of a krovin. So why does the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis say that the reason why you don't need to do bdika is because it's kemavua? Meaning, if it's less than 3 tefachim, you do need to do bdika. In our Gemara, you see, even if it's less than 3 tefachim, you don't need to do bdika. That was the kasha which Tosfos asked. To which Tosfos answers, there's a difference. In our Gemara, we're talking about where you don't know if there is chomet underneath the rubble. Since you don't know if there's chomet underneath the rubble, Chazal were more lenient, and they said, don't you put your hands in there because it's dangerous. And to use tools, mara v'chatzina, to use some shovels and some hose to get the stone, to remove the stones, that a person can't do on his own, he has to hire workers. And Chazal were not machayev you to hire workers to spend that money to remove the sofik chomets. Chomets that you don't know about, Chazal were not machayev you to. So for you to put your hands in is dangerous. For you to hire workers is unnecessary. The Mishnah in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it says that you have to remove the chomet if it's less than 3 tefachim. That Mishnah is talking about a case where there's vada'i chomet there. You know there's chomet there. If you know there's chomet there, then you have it in Torah. You have chiv and a Torah to remove it. That, you shouldn't put your hands there because it's dangerous, but you are obligated to hire workers in order to do that. That was the Shakra Vitaya, what we had yesterday, Sikkum of yesterday's sugya. So we're now going to take that further. We're going to build on what we just learned. We're going to take it further by learning the Gemara a little bit more and plug that into everything which we've learned till now. Kosti, you wanted to say something? No. Okay, so let's start the Gemara.
Can I ask something? I mean, maybe we have to wait till we do it. But on the next Gemara, where we say, you know, Irish fellows with a tzedakah, and we're saying it's Sadi Gabor, we don't care that he has two different kavanas, but it doesn't seem to be the same exact case of looking for the needle, because in one case you're doing something 100%, the action is 100%, and you have different intents. Whereas in the case of the money, in the case of the needle, you're doing two different things. I'm looking for this, but I'm also looking for that. So my mice is different. Is not 100%.
It doesn't seem like you're saying. Like you yourself said. You're jumping the gun. Let's wait until we get there. Okay?
Right.
We haven't even gotten the Gemara together. Faith the Gemara Kasha. But three lines up from the bottom of Ches Amad Aleph. Faith the Gemara. Pa'ame Belaza. Shluchi Mitzvah. Eino Nizoikin. What's the problem of putting your hands inside it? Shluchi Mitzvah. Eino Nizoikin. Why do we say this person is potter from doing bdikas chametz? Because it's dangerous of the putting scorpions in there, because of the scorpions. Shluchei mitzah in an izokin, go ahead and do the mitzah, and you won't suffer from it.
But in many other places we see that we don't put yourself in danger to do that. You can't look at chile and put yourself in danger when you have another option.
Bernard, you said two different things in one time. One sentence. What's your question?
I kind of tricked myself up with, but
what's your question?
Generally, though, we're not worried about, we don't say you rely on a nest that you won't be in an Nizak. If it's a dangerous thing, don't do that.
What generally? How many rides do you have for this?
I don't know, but we have learned from other places, I can't remember where, that to look at killer, put yourself into danger, you one doesn't do that, and to rely on that. I think even maybe in the end of Arab soccer we had a Gemara, that one should not put oneself into danger and rely on a miracle.
There's the right to look after yourself, isn't there?
But if you know there's Shruchi Mitzah in an Izaikin, so then you are looking after yourself. Right? If we have a class, Shruchi Mitzah in
an Am I right? Have we not learned together in recent times a Gemara about that you should not, even though Shruchi Mitzah in an Izaikin, but don't do it if, you know, only if you have to. It's like a, but if you were in a Shruchi Mitzah, we don't expect you to be damaged. But don't put yourself in a chance where you can get damaged.
No, the simple answer to your question is no. We haven't learned such a, we haven't had that recently, in recent times. There's a normal Shluchi Mitzah in an Izaikin. Now, Rebbe Bava got me wrong. Because a little bit later in the Gemara says, something which is Shchiche Hezeka. Something where it's common to, where it's very risky, or it's definitely a risk of getting harmed. Shchiche Hezeka. We don't apply the rule of Shluchi Mitzah. For instance, like it says by Shmuel was told to anoint David HaMelech, and yet Shmuel was worried about going. He said that if Saul hears it about it, he'll kill him. What do you mean Shluchi Mitzah in an Izaikin? So you see, Shchiche Izaika, if it's very common, if it's a high risk of getting harmed, we don't apply the rule of Shluchim of Shluchim Mitzvah in an Izaikin. But if it's a low risk, then we would. So the Bach says that this Gemara of scorpions is a low risk. It's not a high risk. It's a low risk. And that's why the Gemara asks the question. Gemara Amad Beis says that that Shchich Ezeka, we don't apply the rule. But that's a Shchich Ezeka. This is not Shchich Ezeka. Whether scorpions are there, it's a risk, but it's not a high risk. And therefore, the rule of Shluchi Mitzah in Izaikin will be a protection for you. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, Shluchi Mitzah in Izaikin. Now, Bernard really asked another kasha, Tuch Dvorov. But the second time asked, he didn't ask it.
Right, if you have another choice, where if it could be for B'digas Chametz, there's no other choice.
The question is a very strong question on the Gemara. Nochmal, what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, Shluchim Mitzvein in Ezekim, why do we say you don't need to do B'digas Chametz? You should very well do B'digas Chametz. You should do B'digas Chametz. Why? Because what's the concern is that if you put your hands in, you'll get harmed. This klal of shluchim mitzvah einan nizekin is only when, like you're saying, there is no other way. But what happens if somebody's got an ability to do biur chometz, let's say, using wood, fire, but he decides he wants to light a jerry can of petrol, what we call, or gas, what the Americans would say. That's how he wants to burn the chametz. You say, well, shluchim mitzvah einan nizekin, gevaldi, you can do it, and you won't get chas v'shalom burnt. That person won't get chas v'shalom burnt. No, of course you can't say that, because you've got a perfectly safe way of doing it, and you want to do an unsafe way of doing it. So we only apply the rule of shluchim mitzvah einan nizekin in a case when that was what was needed, what you're doing is what was needed for the sake of the mitzvah. But if you have another way of doing it, a safer way of doing it, jolly well use the safer way. The Feder Chasim Sefer, here there was a safer way of doing it. As a safer way to do B'dikas Chametz.
It said the Haskir Polim.
Do it with the Mar of a Chatzina, to do it with, right, with tools. So why are you not doing it with tools? Like Jason says, because you didn't obligate to spend that money. Yeah. Say this. The reason why you're not doing it is not because it's a mitzvah I'm doing. The reason why I'm not doing it is because I want to save money, because I want Mechayev me to spend money. If so, how can we apply the rule of Shluchim Mitzvah in Zaykin? How can we tell you, you know what, put your hands in it. Take out the chametz. Take out the chametz with your hands. Oh, Shluchim, it's dangerous. Don't worry, Hashem will protect you. Why would Hashem protect you? You go and spend some money, get some guys, Poelim, to take, dig up the stones, and with that you'll be able to get the chametz out. But the reason why you don't want to do it is because you don't want to spend the money. Chazal, we're not mechayev me to spend the money. That doesn't make it, therefore, say that I can put my hands in, and I should be able to have that protection. Hashem will protect me because I'm involved in a mitzvah. Again, Shluchim mitzvah in Zaykin means if this is what you have to do in order to achieve the mitzvah, gesundheit, you can do it, and Hashem will protect you. But if you have two ways of doing it, you should do the safer way. So here there is a safer way. Here there's a safer way of doing it. The safer way of doing it is by hiring workers. No, you don't want it. Why? Because it costs money. So who says the rule of Shluchim Mitzvah Einan Nizekim applies even in a case when the reason why you're not doing the safer way is because it costs you money? Who says? They bring the chasm safer.
Another question. This is a case where the chachamim are not mechayev you to hire workers because it's not chametz yedua. So maybe in such a case, even on the minor sakana, they weren't mechayev you to check. In other words, they would require you to check. They would require you to hire workers.
The Gemara asks. The Gemara says that shluchim mitzvein in zekim, you should put your hand in. Shluchim mitzvein in zekim. So we're asking, no, there's no rule here that Hashem will protect you here, because you have a safer way of doing it. How would you have a safer way? By hiring workers. The reason why you don't want to do it is because it costs you money. Let's say that there's no heter, but there's no rule that shluchim mitzvah in an ezekin when there is a safer way. The reason why you don't want to do it is because you want to save yourself money. That's the kasha of the chasam sefer. So we'll say his answer, and then perhaps maybe we can suggest our own answers. But his answer, chasam sefer's answer, is that if you do it through workers, then the mitzvah is not being done by you. It's done by your shliach. And mitzvah boy, yoisa mi b'shlucha. So the reason why, really, I should do it myself. I could do it with workers, but I won't be the same mitzvah. Mitzvah boy yoisa mi b'shlucha. So the question of the Gemara was, since mitzvah bo yosem mishluchoi, we should tell the guy to do himself. Aitz hakona, but shluchi mitzvah ein anizaykin. He could spend money, get someone else to do it, but then he won't be doing it. And the mitzvah is for him to do it. So since it's a mitzvah for him to do it, it should be mutzah v'chatzkila to put his hand into this hole and be mekayim the mitzvah because of it. Either risk of akravim, no problem of risk of akravim because mitzvah, because shluchim mitzvah eino nizik. That was the kash of the Gemara.
The mitzvah is for him to search or the mitzvah is for him to burn? I mean, they can find it, he can still burn it.
Mitzvah is for him to search. That's the mitzvah because of it. After you found it, there's another thing to burn the chometz. So the mitzvah is searching for chometz. Now, this searching of chometz, he could have achieved by hiring other workers, but then it wouldn't have been done by him. It would have been done by somebody else. Yeah, Yossi, what's your question?
Bruce's question is, why is it called shluchei?
As opposed to what?
Oskei.
Oiske mitzvah. Okay,
Nikaime mitzvah. Why are we talking about shluchim over here? Where's this cloud taught from? Where do we learn this sugya of shluchim mitzvah and zokim?
Where's it learned from? It comes over in different places in Shas, but I don't remember where they bring the raya for it for. One second, let me just have a quick look.
How did we answer about Avraham Avinu with regard to having to take people at night? Early in the morning?
Avraham Avinu.
Akidas Yitzchak. Shluchei mitzvah, and he has to take, we're concerned about danger, so he has to take two people with him?
No, we said,
Ishmael.
The reason why he went early in the morning is because you're not meant to go out at night.
We learned that a tzaddik is supposed to go with two people, an entourage. He was going for a mitzvah. And there's instances where we say shluche. I think I read something recently. I don't remember where it was. Shluche mitzvah. There are cases where we see that sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim with the two-headed snake, was trying to, according to one shita, to kill him, and another shita was to kill his child. But according to the Man Damal, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu was in danger, even though he was going for a mitzvah purpose.
He was negligent in the bris. So he had the noinish because he was negligent in his bris. So I don't know where the makor of this shluchim. I know the Gemara talks about it in that in Kedushin and Chulin, but they don't say where the makor of this shluchim in an Izekin is. So we can try and find that out. Try and find that out where the makor for such a thing is. But are you following the Chatzim Sefer Teretz? Chatzim Sefer Teretz was that here you want to do it yourself. And it's true, I could get someone else to do it. And it would cost me money. And Chazal weren't mechayed me to spend that money. But the question of the Gemara was, let me do it myself.
But the shluchim would also be... Shluchim would also be safe. That's what I was suggesting to my chavrusa, that to give us a chiddush, that maybe shluchim of a mitzvah are also going to be have a shmirah.
Whoever's involved in the mitzvah, yeah, certainly. Whoever's involved in the mitzvah, as it says. So that's his teretz. So his teretz, the chamsev, kasha was. And what's the raya that shluchim mitzvah in and izik in this situation when there is a safer method? To which he answered, no, but the safer method wasn't done with you, by you. It needed to be done through someone else. And since the mitzvah, boy, yoytim b'shluchoy, he's got full right to want to do the more dangerous method, the more risky method. To which the Gemara says that he shouldn't do it because of that krovim. We ask him, why, so what? He'll be protected. So the Gemara is going to say the answer to that. But that was a Chatzim Sefer Teretz. I'm just not sure myself if I understand the question, really. Because what are we saying? There's a safer way to do it. So we should say Shluchim Mitzvah, the principle of Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zeichen doesn't apply. Now this safer way, Chazal were Machayev him. There's only really one way where Chazal were Machayev you to do to do the mitzvah. Chazal were not machayvi to hire workers, right? Since it costs money, Chazal were not machayvi to hire workers. So in this situation of my chiyuv, what chiyuv do I have today to do b'dikas chometz? To have a chiyuv to hire workers? No. So what chiyuv do I have? To search for chometz. So what are you going to say? No, it's dangerous to search for chometz myself. But on that we'll say, shvachim mitzvah, ein on izaken. And that itself will say, yes, Peter, you can search yourself because shluchei mitzvah ain on izaken. That means I'm asking, I don't really hear so much of Chasam Sefer's kasha. His kasha was, what's the Gemara's kasha, shluchei mitzvah ain on izaken, that you should be able to search for the chometz because you've got this protection about shluchei mitzvah. Take the Chasam Sefer, no, you don't, because there's a safer way to do it. There's a safer way to do it. To which he says, no, but that safer way of doing it is not so lechatchila. Because mitzvah bo, yosem emeshtuch, it's better for you to do it. So since it's not so lechatchila, we would apply the principle of shluchei mitzvah in an izaken in order that you should be able to do the more lechatchila mitzvah. That is how Chasam Sefer understood the Gemara.
It's not the mitzvah of Bidika de Rabbanim, the mitzvah of Bittel is Deraisa, and therefore we say, let's rely on the Deraisa of Bittel, not do the Bidika, because only a Rabbanim anyway.
Is to keep the Rabbanims, why not? Let's do the Rabbanim.
Yeah, but if you can achieve the objective Deraisa and do the Bittel blaze, is it then necessary to do the other mitzvah, because you could say, but does the rule of shluchim mitzvah and zikah actually apply if you've already done what's necessary by bittul?
Look, a mitzvah applies also by the drabbanon halachas. So if there's a mitzvah drabbanon, shluchim mitzvah would apply. So that's a chasam sefer. Okay, we've explained the chasam sefer. We've explained how we understood the Gemara. I'm just saying, the way I understood it was, I don't really hear the question. Because we have to look what chiyuv is on your head. When you wake up, or when you're about to go to start B'dikas Chometz, what is mutal on you to know what chiyuvim now am I involved in? Do I have to hire workers? No. Chazal said you don't have to hire workers. So what's left? The only thing left is for me to put my hands in and take out the chometz. That's what's left. To put my hands in and take out the chometz. On that, what's the problem? There's scorpions. So I'm scared to do that. To which we answer, shluchim mitzvah, in an izaken. What are we going to say? No, but you could have done the mitzvah some other way. No, I couldn't. There's only one mitzvah that's mutal on me. The mitzvah that was mutal on me was to search for the chometz. Because I don't have to, I'm not obligated to hire workers. So I'm left with one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to search for chometz. Can I search for chometz any other way? No. So mameila, I should have full right to go and search for chometz using my hands. Stop. But the Maisa, however you learn, we've come to the same base, same point. If the Gemara is asking, Shluchei mitzvah, ein an izaken, you should put your hands in and take out the chometz, and don't worry about any scorpions that are there. Omer Rashi, says Rashi, no, you can't. You know why? Shema toivad lo imachat v'ofi liyunei baso. We're worried that maybe you'll lose a needle. Ever heard of the expression needle in a haystack? It comes from here. So, perhaps you lose a needle, and you'll be looking for that. And you'll be searching for that. And therefore, when you do that, you're not doing Dikas Chalet. You're doing Dikas Machat. And there's no protection from the Shluchei Mitzvah in a case when you're involved in your own personal gain. Right? Omer Rashi, Shema Toivin Lui Machat V'Otsin Lui Yuni Baso. Baby Gemara. So what? V'chi Haigam V'la Mitzu? Doing such a thing, is that not a mitzvah? V'Otanya Ha'oimer Selo Zulit Stoke. And that is somebody who gives money for Stoke. Bishvil Sheyichye Beniv. So that his child should live. V'Yishay O'Ben O'Ilam Habo. So all that he should be a Ben O'Ilam Habo. He is a tzaddik gomel. So what do we mean to say? You see, even though you've got ulterior motives, there's another reason why you're doing this mitzvah. You're doing it. You're giving tzedakah, you're doing it so your child should live, or that you should be zeicha. So ruchnius is a tzaddik gadol. We'll see what that means exactly, a tzaddik gadol. But the Gemara calls this, you're involved in shelo lishma. You're involved in the mitzvah shelo lishma. Chevah, you listen to what he's saying. Somebody does a mitzvah stalker because he wants to be zeicha in nitzchis. He wants to be zeicha to Olam Haba. That's also called shelo lishma. Not only if you're doing a shelo sheyichya b'ni, but to do mitzvahs so that you should get schar to Olam Haba is also called shelo lishma. Chiddush goli. Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. It's called shelo lishma. And therefore, you still call the tzaddik gomor. So what's the problem if you're looking for chomet? You're looking for chomet and at the same time looking for machat. So that's shelo lishma. But mitzvah shelo lishma is a tzaddik gomor. Is it considered a mitzvah? Some people have a gizah tzedakah gemurah. That's Rabbi Nachman and Rosh Hashanah. Not tzaddik gomor. You're not tzaddik gomor. You're doing it shelo lishma. But some people have a gizah stocker gemurah. But the Maitre, Rashi, and Rabbi Nachman here have the gifts of tzaddik gomor. You're called the tzaddik gomor.
But Rashi says, v'lo amrin in shelo lishma oseh.
Right. We don't know. One second. So I said tzaddik gomor. You're tzaddik gomor. So that's the castle of the gemara now. So what's the problem that maybe you'll be looking for a machat? You're still involved in the mitzvah. If you're called the tzaddik gomor, it means you're involved in a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, no, you're right. Havada, if you're looking for the macha, while you're looking for chomets, there's no problem. But the problem is, Zilma Bossa the Bodak, after you've looked for your chomets, Asi le Yunibas. So you say, okay, now let me quickly have a look for my macha. And there's no heta of involved in the mitzvah. We're worried you'll come to the person will be bitten by a scorpion. And therefore Chazal said, don't do b'dika at all. Since there's a risk that when you finish b'dika, you'll come to search for a machat. And then there's a person that has the risk of getting bitten by a scorpion. Chazal completely removed the mitzvah of b'dika and said, just go ahead and do b'dika. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. So let's see some Rashi.
Just by the basis, from a practical point of view, putting your hands into a pile of stones, and this is a very small pile, is impractical. I mean, if you've got a whole wall that fell down, which I understood from the Gemara, I mean, you're going to get your hand in 1.5 feet, and that's not going to really help you very much.
1.5 feet? What's 1.5 feet?
Half a meter.
Whatever, that's the length of your arm. Oh, but less than 3 tefachim.
Yeah, but that's depth. But you're going to go in the width way. You're going to get cover very much of this pile of stones on the wall. But the Gemara doesn't seem to be worried about that.
Well, who says it has to be deep, though? Why can't it be in width? As long as it's covered by, you know, in whichever direction, by three tefachim, I think it would work, because then the dog would not be able to smell it. Doesn't matter which direction.
If it's not deep, then the dog can dig up wherever he gets there, from the top.
No, but he doesn't smell it. The dog won't even, it's not even, it's a non-starter. The dog won't even start if he can't smell it. I thought that the whole
purpose... Yeah, why won't he smell it?
Because it's buried. It might be buried in a different... let's say if it's a diagonal. I mean, it still could be covered diagonally with more than 3 tefachim of material, but it doesn't have to be necessarily vertical deep.
Not for your case, but if from the ground up it's less than 3 tefachim, then a dog would still smell it, because a dog would walk over the rubble and smell it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm not sure the case. But... let's see some Rashi. Says Rashi, second last line on Ches Omad Aleph. Shema Tovid Lo Imachat.
Rashi on the fourth last line that says the Nafal.
Mm-hmm. Right, you want to go back there? So yeah, instead of talking about the wall.
I think you're saying a bit different to the way the Gemara seems to be going.
Why?
The fourth last line, the Nofa.
The Nofa. So we're talking about a wall that fell down. Im Nofa la Binyan, if the Binyan falls down, Ein Mechayvin Oysei Livdoik, we do not obligate him to search. As Gal Havonim, the mound of stones, Ela la Marisa Ayin, he should just look from above. Avaloi la Haknes Yodoi Binyan, not to place his hands between them. Originally, when the wall was up, then he did use those holes to store chametz in. But Ashov nofel. Now the wall fell down, so there's a chance of chametz underneath the wall. And there's a risk of scorpions. It's normal to find scorpions in the rubbish heaps on the mounds of stones. So, says the Gemara, Mishayin HaKel, says Rashi, Mishayin HaKel of Yochel.
What is that, Rashi? Is Rashi saying that you don't have to be a Jew of Dika with you by putting your hands in?
What's the saying that? The Gemara says that.
So then the Gemara seems to be changing that.
The Gemara is asking, why do you not have to?
Okay.
Why is there Sakona? You should have a protection. Right, so we're up to the second last line. Shema Toivad Lo Yimachat. Second last line of Rashi. Shema Toivad Lo Yimachat. Koidim Lachim. Perhaps before. Maybe a Machat fell in before you started the Dika. Koidim Lachim. Ve'ot Yashto Liyuni Baso. And now you're going to be searching for this Machat. For this, the needle. Ve'kivin Dimiskavin. Apla Machat, since he is looking also for the machat. The reason why he's doing the bedikah is not just purely, solely for the mitzvah, but rather also for the machat. Lav shliach mitzvah, the Gemara thought that's not called the shliach mitzvah, v'nizek, and he'll get punished. He'll get damaged. The Gemara thought, in this situation, the miskaven, the mitzvah, the tzolkoi, he's got kavana both for mitzvah and for his own need. Lav shliach mitzvah, is he not a shliach mitzvah? Is he not involved in a mitzvah? Fit me in. Well, I mean, we know not, you see, like Stocker, not like that. Hayzeh Tzadik Gomor, Rashi Amid Beis, Ches Amid Beis. Hayzeh Tzadik Gomor, top line. Hayzeh Tzadik Gomor, B'dovo Zeh. Here's a Tzadik Gomor, B'dovo Zeh. What does Rashi want to say from that?
He's not a Tzadik Gomor.
Not a complete Tzadik, just in this matter.
Don't think that because somebody gives a bit of Stocker, all of a sudden he now gets the title of Rav Agoyin Atzadik. That's not what it means, right? It means in this mitzvah, which you did, you're right. In this mitzvah, you fulfilled the mitzvah 100%. And we don't say, Shaloi also, Shaloi Lishmo, he did it Shaloi Lishmo. We don't say that. We don't say that since he did it Shaloi Lishmo, he didn't get the mitzvah properly. No. Elokim Mitzvah's boyoy, he was Meskayim, he was Mekayim, the mitzvah of his creator, Hashem, Shetivoyol Asit Tzoke, who commanded him to do the Tzoke, Meskayim, and yet Kavonov, Avramos, Atzmoy, Sheyizkebo, Lo'ilam Habo, Oy Sheyichoy, Benov. But yet, Kavonov has ulterior motives as well. But we don't say that since he did Shaloi Lishma, he wasn't Mekayim. So no, he was. Is to here as well, why don't we say that you should be able to look for Machat while you're doing Dikas Chametz? So Gemara says, Bosa de Bodak, the Chametz, Kol HaMitzvah, after you finish the whole Mitzvah, Osi Leyuni Vasi is going to end up looking for the Mitzvah, for this needle. And there's the risk of the scorpions attacking him.
Can the Rebbe explain that, please?
On to the Gemara?
Yeah.
He's done Bedikas Chometz, and when he finished it, he said, you know, I didn't find this needle. So I'm going to now look for the needle. I'm already searching the house, I'm going to finish off searching the house. And a very practical case could be, is that for instance, or look in places where you don't normally bring chametz. So he's searching the house, and his wife told him, "You should know, I've lost my needle. Do me a favor, when you look, when you search the house for chametz, keep an eye out for that needle as well." And he searched the house, and he didn't find the chametz, and he didn't find needle. Or he found chametz, he didn't find the needle. So he said, "You know what I'll do? I'll finish the job, and I'll keep searching. Ah, here's a pile of stones. I'm going to look here for, in places where chametz shouldn't be, I'm going to look here for the needle." In that case, it could be the scorpion's words attack him, because he's not looking anymore for chametz. He's finished the mitzvah of chametz.
Yeah, yeah. One second. I thought he already searched underneath this pile of rubble.
That's for chametz. And he couldn't find any chametz.
While he was searching for chametz, he was also searching for the needle, or we're switching it now and we're saying initially he searched only for chametz. Then his wife notified him afterwards, "By the way, I lost my needle." And now he's searching for the needle. So the Chazal was concerned that maybe since he thought the first time around, when he stuck his hand inside, he was safe. There was no akravim there. That was true, but that was only because Hashem did a shmira for him because he was osik b'mitzvah. And now he thinks he's safe. So he's going to enter his hand inside. Hashem was protecting him. There was an akrav there. It didn't affect him because Hashem said he's osik b'mitzvah. Now he's going to stick his hand inside for the needle thinking it's clear, but no, he's going to get
better. Very nice. And I'll say, I was troubled about this. If you finish searching for chametz and he didn't find the needle, why should you find that afterwards? That's why I thought that we could be talking about a Gemara, talking about a case of places where you don't bring chametz there. I mean, you search all the places where chametz would be, and you didn't search the places where chametz won't be. And now, there's a problem that you'll finish off the job. I hear very much what you're saying. It's a very nice chat. If Yossi's saying, what happens if a case where he did the bzika, and he knows it was safe because he wasn't bitten, and then afterwards he says, you know, okay, I forgot to look for my needle as well, I'm going to redo it, I'm going to look for my needle, and then he doesn't have the protection, he thinks it's safe, there's no scorpions, there could very well be the worst scorpions, but Hashem stopped them from hurting him. Very sweet, very nice chat, very nice, could very well be.
He's been shown,
I don't explain, there could be.
He's been shown biased by looking for the needle for his wife, keeping her happy.
Mitzvah.
Okay, I hear.
Why are you chauvinist assuming that needles are only for women?
If you look at Avinu Chanana has a slightly different shot in the answer to the Gemara. Avinu Chanana is on the side of the Gemara. You should all have it. On the side of the Gemara, at the top of the page, on the right hand side, there's a cocktail stick and it says Rabbeinu Chanan underneath it. Maybe he'll completely forget about Bdigas Chometz. And the sole reason why he's searching is for the machat, she'in shal mitzvah lahogin alav, where there he doesn't have a mitzvah to protect you. So he's got slightly different shot to the Gemara. It's the same idea, the slightly different shot. The idea is that he would, at some stage, not be doing it for Bedikas Chometz, but doing it just for the machat, and at that moment he won't be saved. Why should a person be Mesiach Das? Could be like Rashi saying, because you finished already searching for any chametz that you know about. Or it could be the sum. My mind went off the Bzikas chametz. But that's a similar idea to what Maitre Gemara says, Bosa the Bada. Still a Bosa the Bada, utterly unibato. Don't know if Rabbeinu Chanan had that gizah. But Rashi learned it means after doing Bzikas chametz, he'll come to search for their needle.
My original question, in the first case, we're saying that if a person's doing a mitzvah, which is 100% mitzvah, but their kavana is off, it's fine. But that's not completely analogous, because here you're not doing 100% mitzvah. You're doing two separate things. And they both happen to have the word searching in it. But there, you have a diverted attention where part of your search is one thing, part of your search is something else.
Not
it's not like you're doing 100% for, and you just, you're thinking, you know, part of it is for Olam Haba. But you're doing, you're maniach tefillin. Here, you're maniach tefillin, you're also putting on your watch. You're doing two different things.
The state of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara was asking, that while looking, you're looking for two things at the same time. So the act of searching is an act of searching for two things. What's the problem? It's not two different acts. It's as if I put on tefillin and I've got my shava, one for protecting myself from the zikin, and the other one because I want to be mekayem the mitzvah. Too much shava, the same act here as well. When I'm searching, I'm doing one act, searching for two things. A double tefillin, two benefits from the one search. That's called shalei lishma. Oh, so the Gemara says you're a tzaddik gomer. Let's see tesis. Big tesis, this nam. Al tiyu kavodim, hamsham shemitzayav, amanas the kavod kras. The mission of is you're not allowed to. You shouldn't be working doing mitzvahs. Just amanas the kavod kras. So how can you tell me you're a tzaddik gomor? How can you say a tzaddik gomor? So says Tosfos Achidush. I know b'chiyai gamne. You know when you should not serve Hashem al menas lekal pras. That is the chai gam in that situation. Sheim lo itova yoisa toiva. If that toiva doesn't actually happen, shu mitzape that he is looking for, toya umitzchareit about stoka asha osa. He is mitzchareit about the stoka he did. That is what's not good. A person who does the mitzvah and then regrets from the fact he did that mitzvah, that's not a good thing. And that is what the Mishnah says. Don't do a mitzvah on manas lekal pras. What does it mean? That I'm doing the mitzvah because solely because I want this to happen. And if it doesn't happen, I retract and I wish I wouldn't have done the mitzvah. You shouldn't do that. Avol mi sheino toyo mitzvah, somebody who doesn't have any regrets, even if the shalei lishma doesn't happen, how is that tzaddik gomor? So somebody gives tzedakah, his son should be healthy and well, and then le'aleinu, his son was nifta. So if he says, oh, look, all that money I gave for tzedakah, what a waste of money. That's the mission of it. But if he says, no, it didn't work, but he never regretted the fact that he gave stalker, then he's a tzaddik gomor. So he states, a tzaddik gomor. It's a famous story of the Samarov, that a poor man came to him, I think I might have said that once, a poor man came to him, and said a whole bunch of Torahs that he had. Marnish, a whole bunch of Torahs. And Samarov used to be a very generous man, and he gave him a very big amount for stalker. This person said his wife is very sick and his children are going off, and really a whole bunch of miserable story. And he gave him a big generous donation. As this man left, the Gabba said to the Samarov, said, how can you give him money? He's a schwindler, he's a swindler, his whole story is made up. So the Samarov said, Baruch Hashem, he's a healthy man, Baruch Hashem, his wife's healthy, Baruch Hashem, there's no tzaras. Chatzom, he didn't want to have any regret on the mitzvah stalker that he did. He wanted it to be purely my mitzvah, the mitzvah. He never regretted, whoa, chaval, the stalker I did wasn't a good stalker. Because had he done that, it would have ruined the whole mitzvah. Toshtein tesis. If a person does a mitzvah, and his kavan in the mitzvah is because he wants a certain shaloi lishma, is it a good thing or not? If he regrets afterwards, then that's a terrible thing. That is what the Mishnah in Ovis says. But if he doesn't regret afterwards, if he's happy that he did the mitzvah, then he's a tzaddik gomor. That's the terms of Tosfos. A chiddush, why is it a chiddush? Because Tosfos is saying, firstly, that you can do mitzvahs mamish shalei lishma. And the opposite of it, Tosfos is saying that the Mishnah in Ovis The Mishnah and Ovid is talking about somebody who mamish regrets from doing the mitzvah. Mamish regrets doing the mitzvah. There is a much easier way of learning the Mishnah and Ovid, which is how to run the Mishnah. The Mishnah and Ovid is saying, a Maila. You should, Avada, you can do things Shalei Lishma. They'll say, yes, Tadi Gamu. But if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, Lishma, that's an even higher daga. An even greater daga, the fact that you can do a mitzvah Shalei Lishma. Mitzvah Lishma. So if you do a mitzvah Shalei Lishma, you should know it's also good. It's a good in your Tadi Gamu. But if you do a mitzvah Lishma, is even better. So the Mishnah in the Ovid is telling you what's the best way? Al tiyuka vodim amisham shem seyavon hasikavu pras. That's the best way. What's the second best way? You do it. Shalei Lishma. That's other one. And the Chayda is the possible way to learn the Mishnah in Ovid. So why didn't places learn that way? Why didn't places learn the way they run that? I'll read you out the run. I said Tadi Gomo. Abba gav the son, al tiyu kavodim, hamisham shemisirav, amanasta kabapras. Hainu loima, shemidah ma'ulo hi b'yoysa. That's a midah ma'ulo hi b'yoysa, an even greater midah, an even greater, dauge. She revived in the Avo. They dive in the Avo. Bilahochi, ha oivit kedei shiiz kelachai oilam haba, tadi gomo, avaloi chosit, he's a tadi gomo, he's not chosit, there's a higher dog, is somebody's a chosit, yeah, a higher dog, but there's no steer. Our Gemara is telling you that you perform the mitzvah, and the Mishnah Ovid is telling you an even higher dog what a person could be. The places didn't learn like that. The two are contradictory. And he had to come on to say that the Mishnah there is talking about when a person reneges and is upset, retracts from the fact that he did that mitzvah. It could be the place that learned that Tzadik Gomu means Tzadik Gomu, the highest level. You're a Tzadik Gomu. So you can't tell me there's even higher Daga. But you're a Tzadik Gomu. Hashem came, the Ran made up a new Daga, something called a Chosid. A chosid is greater than a tzadik gomor. The Mishnah and Ovid is talking about chosid. If you learn like Tzadik, that tzadik gomor is the highest daga, so what's the Mishnah and Ovid telling me not to do it? I'll see, because the Mishnah and Ovid is telling me that if you plan to retract and be upset that you did the mitzvah, then that's not a good thing to do. But if you're doing it purely lishma, then indeed it's a tzadik gomor. Say the Abkan la'yoyim, Zat Hashem Machal, tomorrow. I hope to be in the Beis Din with my computer. Again, as I said, those of you that can't come, we're looking forward to seeing you join via the computer. Those of you can't come, definitely live is more lechatchila.
I'll be on my way to Jerusalem tomorrow. Hannah has to have another check on her eyes. Baruch Hashem, they're both good. But with apologies, I'll miss the share. Please, with your notes, by the way.
Yeah, Major Peretz, the shiur is always recorded, so if you want to catch up, you can get it on from the shul website.
Yeah, I've been using it. Thank you. Be well.
Okay, so wife should be well as well.
Amen.
Right. How does Tosfos fit in with, you know, Perkei Avos being Milsa de Chassidusa? It's like you're just saying you shouldn't do teshuva on a mitzvah because then, you know, you'll have karatzah and you'll lose the mitzvah. But that seems to be more like a Pashut thing.
Everything in Ovis, there's lots of things in Ovis, should we say. Lots of things in Ovis that are quite Pashut. Although nothing's really Pashut, but there's lots of things which are Pashut. So basic midas, you can get through.
I don't mean Pashut isn't simple. I mean not like on a high Mila, you know, like... I mean, we say, like, the Shel Shesavis for the Satan, you know, the Fanei Numech,